Today's shiur is the Masechta Yevamos on Daf Kuf Tes. We will begin with the Mishnah on the last line of Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Begins the Mishnah. Hamagarish Esaisha, if somebody divorces his wife. And here, in this case, we are no longer speaking about a Ketana who the brother and mother married, as we have learned in the previous stuff, but rather we're speaking about an Isha G'doyla. Somebody divorced his wife. And at that time, she became an Isser Erva of a chorus to her husband's brothers, because there is an Isser of Grushas Achiv, to marry the divorced wife of one's brother. But what happened? Vehichzira. The brother remarried her. She didn't get married to any other man in between. Then there would be an Isser of Machzer Grushas Misha Nisas, but rather he divorced her and he took her back. So the halacha is, says the Mishnah, Muteras Liyavim, she is permitted, if the husband subsequently died, she is now permitted to the Yavim. As Rashi explains, two lines from the bottom, V'layamrinin Nesun HaRishonim Mapilim, Yavam Lufnei Yavim. Rashi is bring to our attention a fundamental machlokas that we're going to have in this sugya. And that is, what causes the mitzvah of yibum? Is it the misa that causes it? Whatever the status was at the time when the husband dies, when the brother dies, and if at that time there were no problems, there would be a din yibum, even though previously there were issues that would have prevented the Yibam, but we look at the Shas Misa, or do we say that we have to look at the entire history of this woman's marriage, that at all times she was permitted in case there would have been a din of Yibam. And if at any time she would not have been allowed to make Yibam, then even if B'Shas Misa there is no problem, she is not Zakuk L'Yibam. So Rashi is saying that our Tanavar Mishnah holds that we look at Shas Misa, and therefore, even though there was a period where she was a Grusha, and there was an Isra on the brothers of Grusha's Achiv, that does not stop Yibam from taking place, because we hold that Misa Mapels. We hold that you have to look what was the status at the time of Misa. At the time of Misa, she was married to her husband without any issues, and therefore she falls liyibim. However, Rabbi Lozer, or as it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, he users. And the Rashi says, we're going to see in the Gemara what is the reason that Rabbi Eliezer prohibits yibim in this case. V'chein continues the Mishnah, Hamagarish es Yisoma. Now we get into the case of a Yisoma who was married by her brother and her mother, and the husband was Megarisher, Vehechzir, and he took her back. The halacha is Muteris Liyavim. So the Tanakhama holds once again that she is Mutter to the Yavim, and as Rashi explains, whether he took her back when she was still a Ketana, where her Kedushin would only be Midarabbanan, and whether he took her back when she was a Gedoyla, and there her Kedushin would be Midaraisa, she's Mutter to the Yavim. Once again, the same Svara. Even though there was a period in her history where she was divorced, and at that time there would be an Isser of Grushas Achiv, but since Bishas Misa, and this Tana holds Misa Mapelas, we just look at the status Bishas Misa, she was a bona fide wife, and her husband died, so she falls to Yibam. We don't look at the entire history that there was a period where she was a Grush, and at that time she would have been an Ervas chorus of Grushas Achiv. However, once again, Rabbi Eliezer, Asers, and the reason we will see in the Gemara. The final case of the Mishnah, Ketana Shehisiyo Avio, Aktana, who the father married her. And we know that a father has the ability to marry his daughter, who's Aktana Midaraisa. As Biti Nasati Leishazet, the father has a right to give over his daughter to her husband. And Vinizgarsha. And she was divorced, and Rashi says here on the fourth line, V'kibel of Viyagita. The father accepted her get. Rashi learns here in our sugya that the father's the one who gives over a ketana for marriage, and he's the one who, if they have to divorce, he accepts the get. So her status, once her father has received the get, ki yisoma b'chayav, she is like a yisoma in the lifetime of her father, even though her father's alive, but she does not have him anymore to affect a kedushin midaraisa. She herself, as a ketana, cannot affect kedushin midaraisa. Her father could only affect it the first time, but once she got left to her husband's rishus and got divorced, she's no longer in her father's rishus for him to marry her off to someone, and therefore her kedushin now is only midrabbanit. So if v'hichzira, if her ex-husband took her back, and then he dies, divrei hakohel asur liyavim, everybody would hold, even the rabbanit would agree to Rabbi Eliezer, that there is no din of yibam anymore, and the reason for this is because her first kedushin and get was midaraisa, because the father had the rishus over her at that time. Her subsequent remarriage to her ex-husband is only midarabbanan, because her father has no rishus over her, and she herself has no ability to make kedushin midaraisa. So therefore, on the deraisa level, she's a grusha, and all the brothers of her husband are prohibited to marry her because of grushas achiv, the iser erva of chorus of grushas achiv. Why do we want to say that we will take away that iser? Because now she's married, but she's only married midrabbanan. The whole din of yibam now would only be a din of yibam derabbanan. Yibam derabbanan cannot take away the iser of Grushas Achiv, which is a din daraisa, and therefore the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Eliezer in the third case of our Mishnah that here there would be no mitzvah yibam. Other Rabbi would be an iser of yibam because of Grushas Achiv. Begins the Gemara, Amar Eifa. Rashi says, Shem Chacham. This is the name of a Chacham. Eifa says, my time at Rabbi Eliezer. What is the time of Rabbi Eliezer? Why he says that we cannot do yibam in the first two cases of our Mishnah, hoyul v'amdolav shorachas bisura, since at the time of the original get, she was prohibited to the brothers because of the iser erva kores midaraisa of grushas achiv, and once she received that status, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that misa is not what's mapel her to Yibam, but what causes her to go to Yibam is the Nesum HaRishonim. We have to look at her entire history. And if we look at her entire history, there was a period where she was usher to the brothers because of Grushas Achiv, and that Isser remains forever. And therefore, even though she's married to her husband, he took her back, and then he died, Misa is not Mapel, and therefore, we don't just look at the time of Misa, we have to look at her whole history, and there's a problem of Grushas Achiv. During her history, she cannot go any longer to Yibam. Amru le Rabban Eifa, the Rabbanan said to Eifa, Ihachi, if so, Chalitza nami loy tiboy. Why does Rabbi Eliezer hold that you need Chalitza? You can't do Yibam. But in the first two cases of our Mishnah, you should do Chalitza. If there is a problem, if we look at the entire history of the Nesuim, and at one point she was a Grushas Achiv and she was an Isser Erva, so then if she's an Isser Erva and we look at that period, then she shouldn't even need Chalitza. She should be an Erva's potter from Yibam and from Chalitza. V'chite machinam, and if you're going to say Eina Chanami, she does not get neither Yibam or Chalitza. That's not true. V'atani, we learned in our Brisa, Mishum Rab Lezer Amru, they said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Choyletzes, that even though there's no din of Yibam, but there is a din of Chalitza. But according to you, if there's a problem of an Erva, and we have to look at her entire history, then there shouldn't be Chalitza. And Rab Lezer says there is Chalitza. El Omer Eifa, rather Eifa said, Rabbi Eliezer, lo yadana my time, I do not know his reason. It's not logical. I don't understand it. He must have some reason, but I don't understand it. Because if you're going to say you have to look at the fact that she was an erva of Grushas Achiv, then there should, in fact, not be Chalitza. And Rabbi Eliezer says there is Chalitza. Amar Abaye says, I know the reason of Rabbi Eliezer. Hayne tamid Rabbi Eliezer, misafkalei. Because Rabbi Eliezer is not sure what the status, what is mapel. Do we have to look at the entire history or not? Misafkalei imisa mapelas. Do I only look at the moment of Misa, and at that moment she was married to her husband, and then he died, there will be a din yibam? And I don't look at the entire history that at one point she would be an erva of Grushas Achiv. Or is it the first marriage all the way through from the first moment that she got married until her husband died? You have to look at the entire history. And if during that period of history there was a moment where she was an erva, then in the Hanami, there is no din yivam. So, e misa mapelas, Reb Lezer has a suffix whether misa is mapel, haramya kamele yivam. If you look at misa, she was married at the end to her previously ex-husband. She got remarried to him after the divorce. So now when he dies, she falls to the yibam. So that's why we can't say she goes away without anything. That's why she needs chalitza. But, or no, inasun rishonim apilim. Do I say that you have to look at the entire history? Ha'am dolov sha'achas b'isser. And there was a moment where she was an isser to the brothers because of grushas achiv. And if so, that is remains forever. So that's enough, because of the suffix that Reb Lezer has, that's enough to stop Yibum. Ain't a chanami, she's not potter from Chalitza, because maybe Misa is Mapel, but she can't do Yibum, because maybe you look at the whole history, so this is the way we paskin, that you need Chalitza and not Yibum, according to Reb Lezer, as Reb Lezer understands this halacha. Because it's a suffix. Rav Amar, Rav says, Lo'olam pshita le'le Reb Lezer de misa mapelas. Rav says a different understanding of Reb Lezer. Really, I'll tell you that Reb Lezer holds misa's mapel, just like the Tanakhama. So why is it that he argues on the Tanakhama and he holds, even though you look at the last moment when they were married and the husband died, so she should follow Yibam? Umiyu, but I don't allow her to follow Yibam. Why? Hakol b'kiyunin b'gerishin. The gerishin, as Rashi says, has a koil. Everybody heard that she got divorced. V'ein hakol b'kiyun b'chazora. But not everybody knows that he took her back. And yet they see the brother's going to do Yibam. So they're going to think that someone who gets divorced, even though it's an erva of grushas achiv, you could still take her liyibam. They don't know of the intermediary step where she was married and then her husband died. And that's why, because of this chashash, that people won't know that middle step, and they'll think that grushas achiv is mutter in yibam, we prohibit the yibam according to Reb Eliezer. She will need chalitza, because after all, misa is mapel, and really she had a zika to the brothers, because misa is mapelas, and therefore she needs to do chalitza to take care of that zika, but we don't let her do yibam because of this chashash that people won't know of that middle step. So the Gemara asks, Adarabba, chazara, when she was taken back by her ex-husband, kiven the yasvatuse, since she was living with him, it's like kala, that has a call, people know that they're living together. The Gemara answers, no, miloy askinin, aren't we, as Rashi explains, also talking about, this is also a possible case that what? The Ahadra Burta, he took her back at night, nobody knew about it, Vishachav Betzafran, the next morning he was already dead. So since this case is also a possibility that it could happen, and we have to worry about that case, and in that case, people will not necessarily know that they had reunited, that they got remarried, they'll just know that she was a divorcee. And the next thing they know, her ex-husband dies, and the brother takes her liyibam, they will think that grusha zachiv is mutter in yibam. And since this case is a possibility, we said that all cases that have to do with this woman who was divorced and her husband took her back, that in all cases, according to Reb Eliezer, there is no din yibam, although there is a din chalitza, because after all, we hold misa is mapel. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi has another pshat in Reb Eliezer. Hai netamid Reb Eliezer, de gozer, hani mishum yisayim v'chayo avech zira. What was the third case in the Mishnah where everyone was moited, there is no din yibam? That's where she was originally married midaraisa through her father, the sisoma. Then the father accepted a get on her behalf. He does not have any jurisdiction over her anymore. And her kedushin, her subsequent kedushin is to her ex-husband is only midrabbanan. So the kedushin, the nesun midrabbanan, the yibam, which will result when the husband dies, which is only midrabbanan, cannot be oker the erva of Grushas Achiv that was caused by her father marrying her with a koach of a din Torah, a din mitaraisa. So because of that case, we also prohibit the first two cases of our Mishnah, namely the first case where it was a gedola who was divorced and taken back, and the second case where it was a yisoma who was divorced and taken back. We will answer those two cases because of the third case, that you shouldn't confuse it with the third case, where there will be, where everyone agrees there's no din yibam. The first two cases, Rabbi Lezer is machmer as well, and the Rabbanan are not going to the first two cases because of the third case. But they do agree to Rabbi Lezer in that third case. Hachinami Mistavra, this pshat of Ravashi, also is very logical. Midik Tani Seifa, since we learned in the Seifa of our Mishnah. Ktana Sheisi Aviv and Isgarsha, a Ktana whose father married her off and then she got divorced. She has a status, Kisama B'chayav, she's like a orphan in the lifetime of her father, Vehechzira, and then if the husband took her back, and it's only a Kedushin Rabbanan, Divri HaKol Shasur L'Yavim, she's also to the Yavim when the husband dies, as we explained, because that Kedushin, which is only Midr Rabbanan, cannot be Oikr, the Erva of Grushas Achiv, which is Midaraisa. Hi, Mila Meimra, so the Gemara says, what do you have to tell me this case for? That she's usher for Yibim Pshita. It is Pasha that she's usher for Yibim, as Rashi explains, since the father has no longer Rishus on her, and she's a Ktana, and her Kedushin is not good. So when she goes back to her husband, she is Midaraisa, a Grusha. And the Issa de Rabbanan, the Kedushin de Rabbanan, and the Yibim de Rabbanan cannot be Mafkiya, her din Grushas Achiv, that makes her an Erva on the brother. So why did the Mishnah have to say it? The only reason must be, Elalav HaKamashmalon, time of the Rabbi Lazar, the Gazer Hanach Mishram Hai. The reason we have the third case is to explain to you what the reason of Rabbi Lazar is in the first two cases. You know why the first two cases are also to make given? Because of that third case. There's no other reason that the third case is mentioned, because it's Pashit that you cannot do Yibim in such a case. It's only to give you a reason in the first two cases. Shmamino, this is a very good proof that Rav Ashi's reason in Rav Lazar makes sense, a diuk from our Mishnah. Tani, come say to Rav Ashi, we learned again in a brisa, like Rav Ashi, that the reason of Rav Lazar is we're going to the first two cases because of the third case, because we learned in a brisa, Moidim Chacham l'Rav Lazar. The Chachamim agreed to Rav Lazar, Biktana Sheisiyo Avia. A Ktana, who the father married off, Vin is Garsha, and then he accepted a get for her. Harehi ki Yisoyman b'chayav, she has a loch of Yisoyman, the lifetime of her father. Vech, zira if he took her back, and it's only a Kedushin of the Rabbanan, she'asur li'yavim. If he dies, then she's asur li'yavim. Why? And now the Bryce explains. Vimnesha gerusha gerushin gemurin. The get that she has received through her father is a get mitaraisa. So she was married midaraisa. She's a gorish midaraisa. The brother, she's usher to because of grushas achiv midaraisa. Ve'ein chazarasa chazar gemur. Then when the husband takes her back, that's not a chazar midaraisa, because her father doesn't have any rishus over her anymore. She's out of his rishus. She has no ability as a ktana to accept kedushin. So it's only kedushin rabbanan. So the kedushin rabbanan cannot be mafkia, the iser erva of grushas achiv midaraisa. But now the brisa continues. When do we say this? When he divorced her when she was a ktana, and he took her back when she was a ktana. And Rashi adds, and he died when she was a ktana, because it never came to the situation where she was a gdola after she was taken back, because then we could say that the first time they had relations after she became a gedola, while she was living with them, they had kavana, the husband had kavana, that this would be a bia l'shem kedushin d'oraisa. But that never happened, because she accepted the kedushin as a ktana, her father did, he accepted a divorce when she was a ktana, and she was taken back as a ktana, and the husband died as a ktana. Avil, what will be in the case of Girshak Shiktana, Vechzirak Shikdoila, but he took her back when she was a Gdoila. Now the Kedushin is definitely Daraisa, because he has Kavana to marry an Isha Midaraisa. She's a Gdoila. Inami or Echzirak Shiktana. Hitaka took her back when she was a Gdoila, but Vigodla Etzloi, umeis, and while they were living together the second time, after the Chazorah, after he had taken her back, she became a Gdola. So then Rashi says, his first Bia, after she became a Gdola, would be, we assume, L'shem Kedushin. And then he died. So now he died coming out of a Nesuin Min HaTorah. So then there's a Yibam Min HaTorah. So then the Chachamim hold, Oy Chaletzes, Oy Misyabemes. Then there's a Din of Chalitza, or there could even be a Din Yibam, because the Chachamim hold Misa Mapelas, and at the time of Misa, she was a Gedoyla. If she was a Gedoyla, there's a Yibam Daraisa when the husband dies. And since Misa is Mapelas, I don't look at the fact that in her history, there was a period where she was a Grusha. However, Mishum Rabbi Elazar Amru, no, in this case, where he took her back as a Gedoyla, or she became a Gedoyla while she was living with him, Choyletzes v'loy misyabemes, there's only Chlitza and no Yibam. And as Rashi explains, the Chachamim originally said in this Braisa that they're motive to Rabbi Elazar in the case of a Yisoma b'chayoav, where the father married her off, accepted the get, and then she was taken back by her husband, where it was only a Kedushin Rabbanan, and that can't be oikar, the Erva Midaraisa of Ervas Ochiv. And when we look further in the Braisa, we don't even find Rabbi Elazar speaking about that case. What case is Rabbi Elazar speaking about? He's speaking about the case where she became a Gdola, which is similar to the first case of our Mishnah, where she was married to him as a Gdola, got divorced as a Gdola, and taken back as a Gdola. And there, Rabbi Elazar says, in all these cases, even though the last relationship was one of Gdola, and it should be a Yibam Daraisa, we say that there is no Yibam. So why did we mention at the beginning of the Braisa the case of Yisoma B'chaye Aviha? Must be that even though Rabbi Elazar doesn't mention it in the last cases of the Braisa, but that case was mentioned because that's the rationale of Rabbi Elazar. As Rav Ashi said, that's why the Gemara says, Tani Kavasei to Rav Ashi. This brings out Rav Ashi's point that Rabbi Elazar only prohibited the cases which revolve around the Gdola because of a Gzeira of that one case where even the Chachamim are Moda, and that is the case of a Yisoma who was married off by her father and divorced, and that she remains a Yisoma B'chai Aviyah. So this is, again, a proof to Rav Ashi's Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. Boy, minei, Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav had a question from Rav Nachman in this inyan. Tzarasa mahu. In the case of a Gedola who was taken back, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Elazar says we're goyzer on a Gedola because of a Katana Yisoma B'chayaviya. What will be the din? Can the Yavim make Yibim to the other wife of the deceased brother? Tzarasa mahu omar lei. So he said to him, he gofa the Gedola herself is a gzera. Really, Misa is Mapil, even according to Rabbi Elazar, according to Rav Ashi's Pshat, and there should be a Din Yibam. I don't look at her history that she was a Grusha. So there really should be a Din Yibam. The only reason I don't say there's a Din Yibam, as Rav Ashi explained, is the Gzeira because of the case of Yisoy Mektana, Shehisi Avia, the Yisoy Mabachai Avia. So she herself is a Gzeira. Vanan Nekim V'nigzer Gzeira L'Gzeira. And we're going to ask her the Tzora, Otu the Gdoila. It'll be a Gzeira on a Gzeira. And we are not Goyzer one Gzeira on top of another. We, as Rashi explains it, that we only make a Shmira, a Geder, a Susiyog, L'Toyra. We don't make a Siyog to a Siyog, Bid Rabbanon. Only one Gzeira, not two Gzeiras. So he answered him that the Tzara, Einichanami, would be Mutter in Yibam. I, the Gemara asked what time we learned in the Brayis from Shurma Blazer, Amru, he, Vitzaratza, Chaletzes, that both she and the Tzaratza receive Chalitza. And that, of course, can't be Pshat. As the Gemara itself points out right away, Hivat Sarasa Salkadat, is that possible? We learned earlier in the Masechta that if one woman, one of the wives gets chalitza, none of the other wives need chalitza. How could it be here that both she and the tzora receive chalitza? Elo, how do you have to learn pshat in the braisa? Elo lav, oihi, oitzer rasa chalitza. It means that either you give chalitza to this, the woman who there was chazor on, who came back to her husband, we give her chalitza, or we give the tzora chalitza. That's pshat in the braisa. But meanwhile, what do we see? That the tzora also can't do yibum. All you have to give chalitza to the tzora, but yibum not. Apparently, that's all part of one big zera, because of Yisoy Mektana, that by a gedola, she and the tzora will only need chalitza, and there will not be any yibum. So the Gemara says, no, that's no raya. Lav terutzi kometarzi. You had a problem here. You had to explain that it means oi hi oitzarasa, which are not really what the words say. The words say hi vitzarasa chalitza. So you had to give some teretz. Once you're giving a teretz and you're amending the text of the braisa anyway, teretzachi, so why don't you amend it according to my pshat? Hi chalitza. She, this woman who was taken back by her ex-husband, even though she's a gdoila, Rabbi Lezer holds, she can only get chalitza because of a gzeir of Yisrael Mektana, b'chai yaviya. Tzorosa, oi choletzes, oi misyabemes, but ain't a chlami, the tzora, we're not going to make a gzeir l'gzeira, and by the tzora, there'll be a choice of either chalitza or yibum. So I don't agree with your pshat in the braisa. Once you're changing the text, change it according to my pshat, and the tzor will say there will be no gzera l'gzera, and echanami in this case, since misa is mapil, and in time of misa she's a gdoila and yibum is shayach, we don't look at her history of being a grusha, and we don't make the gzera on the tzor, we only make the gzera on the woman who was Nisgarsha, but the Tzora in Echnami, there could be a din of Yibum.
Continues the Mishnah, Shnei Achen Nisun L'Shnei Achoyois, and the Mesor Sashas brings down that in the Mishnah it adds the word Yisomos, if two brothers were married to two sisters, and these sisters were Ktanois, who were Yisomos, who were married off by their brother or mother, and their Kedushin is only Derabonon, their Nisuin is only Midarabonon, Umeis Baila Shalachas Mehen, and one of the brothers died, and his Almona falls Liyibum. The Gra takes out the next word, Halazu. The Halacha is Teitse Mishum Achois Isha. Since she is a sister of the surviving brother's present wife, Einachanami, the whole Nisuin here is Midarabonon. The Yibum is Midarabonin, and the heir of Rav Achais Isha is also Midarabonin, because Midaraisa, the Kedushim of Tana, are not considered Kedushim. But on a Derabonin level, the Yibum is Derabonin, but the Achos Isha is also an heir of Midarabonin, and therefore it copies the Erva Deraisa, and therefore there is no Halacha of Yibum. The Mishnah continues, V'chein Shtei Charashais, two deaf women. The Gra takes this out. If we would be Gorasid, it would mean that the Kedushin there is also only Midarabonon, and it would have the same halacha as the Ktanis Yisomas of the first case. However, the Gra says that this is learned further in the Masechta, and we should not be Gorasid here. Now comes a more difficult case, Gedoilu Ktano. If you have an older sister who married one brother and a younger sister, a Yisoma, where the Kedushin is only Midrabanan, who married the other brother. So if Meis Baila Shel Ktana, if the husband of the Ktana died, then it's a very simple halacha. Teitzei HaKtana Mishum Achois Isha. Since her older sister is married to her husband Midaraisa, therefore, she, the Almona, the Ktana, is only Midarabonan, her marriage, but she is an Achos Isha min HaTorah, and therefore she's an Erva, and she will not fall Liyibim. So there it's an open and shut case, and there's no Shiloh. Where it gets more complicated is in the next Halacha. What happens if Mace Baila Shel Gedoila, What happens if the husband of the Gedoyla died? Now we have a dilemma. As the Meiri points out, whatever we do has a problem attached to it. The Kitana's husband has a problem now with his own wife, because he is faced now with a Zika Midaraisa, and we've had earlier in the Masechta Machlokas if Yesh Zika or Ain Zika, and if we go that Yesh Zika, that Zika is tantamount to a Nisuin, then his wife, the Ketana, is an Achosu Kukosoi, and she would be Osir on him because of the Zika Min HaTorah. His marriage to her is only Midarabbanan. She would remain Achosu Kukosoi, Asura. He's also Osir to the Yavama, because on a Darabbanan level, she is an Achos Ishtoi. He cannot be Megarish, his present wife, because, and do Yibam then, because the Yavama would be Achos Gerushosai. He can't do Chalitza to the Yavama, because he would have a problem with his wife. His wife would be Achos Chalutzosai. What is he supposed to do in this case? And on this, we have three shitas that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, Melamdim es haktana shatimoin boy. We teach, Bezdin teaches the Ketana, that she should refuse her husband. She doesn't want to stay with him any longer. That will retroactively nullify the marriage lechatchila. She was never considered married to him. And then the Gedola, who's falling liyibim, he can marry. There's no problem. He's not divorcing his wife, and there'll be a problem at a Rabbanon of Achos Gerushosai. It nullified it retroactively. There was never a marriage to the Ketana. And if so, the Yavam is falling liyibim, and he can do yibim. That's Reb Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Gamliel says differently. Im miyan no miyana. We don't teach her to be memayan. As we're going to see in the Gemara, that one should stay away from Mian. It's not something that Bezdin would instruct her to do. And the reason for this we'll see on Amud Beis. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel says, in Mian Amian, if she in fact on her own volition refused to stay with her present husband, then the surviving brother can marry the Gedoyla, because there was a retroactive nullification of his marriage to the Ketana. But Vim Lav, if she does not want to do Miyun, so there's another Eitzah, says Rav Gamliel, Tamten Atche Tagdil, he should wait with her until she becomes a Gedola, V'teitze Halazu Mishum Achos Isha, and at that point, she will be married to her husband Min HaTorah, because she's a Gedola, and then the Yavama, who's falling Yibim, will be an Achos Isha, will be an Erva, a sister of his wife, and therefore there will not be any mitzvah of Yibim. So Rabbi Gamliel Shita is Ein Zika. There's no pressing need because of Zika to stop the marriage to the Ketana. He can stay married to the Ketana. And how does he deal with the Yibim? When she gets older, he'll be married to her Midaraisa. And that will stop the Yibim, the Zika. The Gemara will try to understand how exactly, according to Rabbi Gamliel, this works, when in fact, at least there should be Chalitza here. There is a Zika Midaraisa to the Gedola. Why is there not at least Chalitza done? We will see how the Gemara will deal with this on Amud Beis. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua is the most machmer of all the shitas here, because Rabbi Eliezer gave an eitzah that the surviving brother can do yibum with the Gedola. Rabbi Gamliel gave an eitzah that he can marry the Gedola through a miyun, or he can stay with the Ketana when she gets older. But Rabbi Yeshua says no. Eloi al ishtoi, Eloi al eishes achav. And Rashi says the word Eloi means oiloi. Woe to him on his wife, woe to him on his brother's wife. He cannot remain married to his wife, and he cannot do yibim either. And therefore the din is, moitzias ishtoi beget. He has to give a get to his wife, because she is achos sikukosai. he holds Yesh Zika. She cannot wait until she gets older, as Rabbi Gamliel has suggested. Rather, he has to give her a get. Ve'eshes achiv bechlitza, since there is a Zika medaraisa, which is stronger than the Kedushin Drabbanan that he has with the Ketana, so Einach Hanami, he can't do Yibim to the Gedoyla because she will be Achos Grushasai. She was Midrabon and Achos Ishtah. If he divorces the Ketana, she's Achos Grushasai. Either way, he cannot do Yibim with her, but there's still a Zika Midaraisa. For that Zika, Eishes Achiv Bechalitza, he will give Chalitza to Eishes Achiv. The Rishash points out that when Rabbi Gamliel said, Tamtin Atshetagdil, he waits with her until she grows older. However, he cannot have relations with her because it will be Mechura Dover. Since there is this cloud of Yibam, the Zika that he has to the Gedoyla, that's hanging over his head, it would be improper for him to have relations with the Ketana until she becomes a Gedoyla. When she becomes a Gedoyla, then he can have relations with her, and in fact, that will bring about, as we'll see one side in the Gemara, that the Biyah after she becomes a Gedoyla will bring about the Nesu'in Midaraisa, and then he will not have to do Yibam with the Gedoyla because she will be at that point Achos Ishtai. Begins the Gemara, Umi Shari. Is it then permitted, as Rashi says, l'lami ketana shatimoin, to teach the ketana to do miyun? We have learned not like that. Vatani bar kapora learned, l'oilam yidvak adam b'shloshet dvorim. A person should attach himself to three things. V'yisrachik b'shloshet dvorim, he should also stay away from three things. Yidvak b'shloshet dvorim, he should attach himself to three things. What are those three things? B'chalitza. He should, when he comes to a yibim relationship, do chalitza. Uba Vashom, he should pursue bringing about peace in the world. Uba Forest Nedorim, and he should also make sure that Nedorim are broken. V'yisrachik mishloshet dvorim, and he should stay away from three things. What three things should he stay away from? Min hamiyun. He should stay away from promoting aktana yisoyma, doing miyun. Umin apikdoinis. He should stay away from getting deposits from people, of people who want to have things protected in his house. Umin har voinais. And he should also not be an orev, a guarantor on a loan. And all of these six items will be discussed in the following Gemara. But what's in the Geatas right now is the question, how could Rab Eliezer say in our Mishnah, Malam de Mesaktana Shetimoin Boy, when Bar Kapora taught us that a person should stay away from Miyan, and the reason why he should stay away from it will be discussed in Amid Beis. The Gemara answers, Miyan de Mitzvah Shiny. Since over here the Miyan is going to enable the surviving brother to do Yibam with the Gedoyla, here we do promote it. Normally we don't promote it, but since here we're going to do miyun in order to facilitate the doing of the mitzvah of yibam, here we would promote miyun in order to enable him to do yibam. Gufa, we have learned before, Tani bar kapora, lo'olam yidvak adam b'shloshet dvarim. A person should attach himself to three things, and the first one was b'chalitza. And the reason for this explains the Gemara's kabishol, the sanya we learned earlier in the Masechta. Abishol, Oymar Abishol says, Hakoyne says, yivintoy l'shem noy. If somebody takes his yivama because she is beautiful, or l'shem ishus, he wants to get married. He's not doing it for the mitzvah of yibam, but he has an ulterior motive. Or l'shem davarach, he has any other loy l'shmar reason, not an altruistic reason to do the mitzvah of yibam, l'hakiv l'achiv shem. If he does it for any lo l'shmar reasons, when really she's an erva of eishes ach, there's only a mitzvah of yibam, and he's not doing it for the mitzvah. So says Abishol, he's ke'ilu pagea be'erva. He's as if he's attaching himself with an erva. The kor of be'enai, says Abishol. In my opinion, I believe it's very close to liyos havlad mamzer, that the child, in fact, should be a mamzer, because the Torah only permitted eishes ach b'makom mitzvah. You're not doing it for a mitzvah. Then it's an erva, and perhaps the child is even a mamzer. And therefore, a person should stay away from yibam because maybe he's not doing it l'shema. And the safest way is to do chalitza. He should also attach himself to havoah shalom, to promoting peace. The chassid says in the pasuk, "Bakei shalom v'rodfeihu," search peace and run after it. As we turn to daf kuf tes amud beis, va'amar Rabbi Avuah said in Masechet Kedushin, "Asir redifa redifa," that we have gzeira shava from the word that we just learned in the pasuk, "Bakei shalom v'rodfeihu," to a word roidev that we're going to find concerning tzedak and chesed. Ksiv hach, it says over here, bakei shalom v'rodfeihu. Uksiv hasam, it says over there, roidev tzedak of a chesed, yimtzeh chayim tzedak of a kavod. So, as Rashi points out, just like by Gemilas Chasadim, a person is oichel per seim b'olam hazeh, v'akeren kayem es l'olam haba, as we say every day in davening, that a person will eat the fruits in this world, but the keren, the main part of his chesed, the mitzvah, will remain to him in olam haba, and that's what the pasuk is saying, says Rashi, chayim tztaka he will receive in olam haba, and kavod he will receive in olam hazeh. And since we have gzeira shava of redifa redifa, we can say that the same thing will apply, l'inyan shalom, that a person also will eat the fruits in this world, and the karen will be kayemis l'olam haba, so a person should always run after shalom and attach himself to the midah of shalom. The third thing a person should attach himself to, said Bar Kapora, was Bahafaras Nidorim, breaking vows, Kirab Nasan. This is in line with what Rab Nasan said. The Sani we learned in the Brisa, Rab Nasan Aymer, Hanoider, a person who makes a neder, Ki'ilu Bona Bom. It's as if he is building a bomb at the time when these altars were prohibited. Certain times in the history of Klal Yisrael, before the Beis Hamikdash was built, bomos were permitted. Other times they were prohibited. If a person builds a bom at the time when they are prohibited, that is comparable to a person making a neder, because he's also doing something wrong by making a neder. As Rashi brings down, the pasuk says, "V'chisechta lindor." If you do not make a neder, then there's no possibility of doing an avera, because you're not going to be making a neder which you might break. But if you do not stop yourself from making nedarim, in other words, you do make nedarim, then you're setting yourself up for a possible chet. So we have the word sechdal, and we make gzeir shava to another pasuk which says, chidlu lachem min adam, stay away from a person, asher neshama ba'apoy, who has the neshama within his nostrils, ki vamen nechshafu, what is he worth? And we, Chazal say, the word vamen can be read, ki bama nechshafu. He's considered like a bama, and in what context is he like a bama? That's chidlu lachem, and we make gzeir shava chidlu to v'chisechta lindor. So just like that pasuk of v'chisechta lindor taught us that a person should stay away from making the dorm which he has a possibility of breaking his neder, so we make gzeir shava that what is he comparable to? Boma, to the other pasuk which had the word chidlu in it, that is chilu bona boma. And if he fulfills his neder, it's as if he actually sacrificed the korban on that boma which he shouldn't have built, because since the Torah doesn't want a person to make nedarim because he's able to do a chet, even if he fulfills his vow and does the vow, it's as if he has brought a korban on the boma which is prohibited. The Yisrachek Mishlash Dvarim. So those, the first three things are what he should attach himself to. He should be in the habit of pursuing Shalom. He should be in the habit of breaking vows. As Rashi says, he should go to Yelech Etzel Chacham Yatirenu. Kidei Shalei Rogel B'kach. He should go to a Chacham and he should break the vows that he should not be murgled to be making vows, which are susceptible to not being fulfilled, and then I'll be over an avera. And the third thing is he should be rogel in doing chalitza, because yibum is also very dangerous that he's doing it lishma. Now we come to the three things that he should stay away from. The yisrachik mishloish dvar, minam miunin, he shouldn't encourage miun, and the Gemara now gives the reason, dilma gadla, maybe she will grow old, she'll already become a gdaila, umecharta ba, and she will regret that she made minyan with her first husband. Meanwhile, she got married to her second husband, and she would really like to get back to her first husband. She regrets the minyan, and perhaps her first husband will encourage her to seek a get from her second husband. The second husband doesn't have to give her a get, but it certainly will not promote shalom bias. And therefore, Chazal wanted to avoid this whole scene, and Chazal said, stay away from me, and that this should not come about. Min ha-pikdoinus, a person should stay away from having other people give him things for safekeeping. When is this speaking about? Bibar masa, when it's safekeeping from another person who lives in the same town. Divisi ki vaisi dami. And they're so friendly that my house is like your house and your house is like my house, and you come to me often, and therefore we're worried that perhaps you will surreptitiously take back the item that you deposited with me for safekeeping, and then a few days later you'll come to me and say, can you please give me back my item, and I'll look for the item, I won't find it because you have already taken it from me when you visited me. So in that case, it's better not to take securities, not to take things for safekeeping from people who are in your town and very friendly with you. And finally, it says that you should stay away, mina aravoin. And what is it speaking about? What kind, normally, and being an arav is a chesed. But which kind of guarantor should you stay away from? Ba'arve shaltziyon. Rashi says this is a place. And what they used to do in that place is, instead of going directly to the person who borrowed the money, they would skip the lova and they would go to the Orav directly. In fact, Rashi has a second shot that the word Shaltzion stands for an acronym, a short form of two words, Shloifdutz, which means Shloif, disattach yourself, detach yourself from the loiva, and dutz, attach yourself to the orav. So a loan where the orav will be the one who is the first person who's responsible to pay the loan. Normally an orav is a backup. The loiva has to pay it. If he doesn't pay it, you go to the guarantor, the orav. But in a case where it's directly, we go first to the orav, that's a type of orav that one should stay away from. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, "My dechsev, what is the meaning of that which it says in the pasuk in Mishlei, Ra ye roya ki arev zor?" So the first part of the pasuk means ra achara. Ra ye roya means it'll be one bad thing after the other will happen to a person. Tavoy lemekabele geirim ula arve shaltzion. So the Gemara learns out two things from that beginning part of the Pasuk in Mishlei. Ki arev zor, someone who takes in geirim, who are strangers, to mix, arev, to mix within Klal Yisrael, that's not good and one should not do it. Only bad will happen for that. So the Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil, Roach ro tovil mekabel geirim. So Taisa says, I'm Marie, that that's only where we go out and we try to make people become ger. Or that if a goy comes to us and wants to become a ger right away. But someone who, although we try to discourage him from coming a ger, he insists, and we discourage him again and again, and he insists and insists, then, of course, we should be accepted when we see sincere. Because, in fact, Tosfos says, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were punished that they did not accept Timna, who came to be Mizgar. And what happened when she was refused to become a ger? She went and she became the Pelegish of Eliphaz, Ben Esav. And from her came out Amalek, who was Mitzar Klal Yisrael. And Tosfos brings down Yeshua accepted Rachav Azayna, and Naomi accepted the Rus HaMoavia. So Avada is someone who's a sincere ger, we should accept. Our Gemara is speaking about where we went out to try to make him into a ger, or we accepted him very easily. Although Tois is asked in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph that we find that Hillel accepted Goyim who were not so adamant about becoming gerim. One goy said, I want you to make me a kohen gadol. The other ger said, I want you to teach me the whole Torah on one foot. So they wanted gerus easily. They didn't really seem to be passionate about their gerus.
Taisa says that Hillel, with his great wisdom, understood that these people are really sincere, and in the end they're going to be passionate about becoming Geirim, and in fact that's what we see happened, that they became Geirim Gemurim, and that's why Hillel, with his great Chochmah, was able to see that, and he accepted them. Einichanami, a regular person who doesn't have Hillel's Chochmah, cannot do that. A regular person can only accept a ger. A bezdin can only accept a ger if they see passionate sincerity, even though he's rebuffed several times, yet he insists he wants to become a ger. That's the only time you can take him as a ger. And if you take him when he wants to do it right away, you are fulfilling this pasuk here in Mishlei of Raye Roya Ki Orev Zor. If you brought in a stranger easily to mix within Klal Yisrael, that's one pshat in the pasuk. And the second pshat is Ki Orev Zor. If you became a Orev Shel Tzion, which means that you entered into a deal where the Malve would go immediately to the Orev, that is also just bringing upon a person one bad thing after the other. And then the Gemara goes on to say that from the end of the pasuk, as Rashi says, the end of the pasuk says, V'soine soikim baitech, a person who hates those who attach themselves is secure. What does that refer to? U'letoikeya atzmoy l'dvar halacha, a person who attaches himself to a dvar halacha. Exactly what this means we will see in a few lines in the Gemara. And now the Gemara explains each of these three things that are learnt out from this pasuk. Mekable geirim. Why is it not good to be mekable geirim? Kerab chelboy. Amr Reb Chelboy said, "Kashim geirim liyisrael kisapachas." That geirim are bad for Klal Yisrael, like the tsaras, which is called sapachas. So Rashi over here learns that the pshat is that since when they first become Gerim, they are not so knowledgeable in all the dikdukim, all the details of mitzvahs, and we're afraid that Klal Yisrael will learn from them, and that's why it is better to stay away from accepting the Gerim. Earlier in Taisus on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, there Taisus tells us different pshatim, and in Kedushin, the Wampshat says the opposite, that when a goy becomes a ger, very often he's more medaktik than Klal Yisrael, and Mimela he brings about a kitrig against Klal Yisrael. Why can't we be as good as the gerim? Various pshatim here in the Rishonim, why kashim gerim Yisrael kisapachas? Kisapachas bore as the tsaras in the skin. Arvi shel tzion, why should one not become such an orav? The Avdi Shluftutz, as we explained before, they detach themselves from the Loiva, and they attach themselves to the Orv directly. Toikei Atzma L'dvar Halacha, what's the pshat in that? Why is that not, no good? The son of Lintner Bryce, Rav Yossi Oimer, Kol HaOimer Ein Loi Torah. Anybody who says, I don't learn Torah, Ein Loi Torah, meaning he does not get schar for learning Torah. The Gemara asks, Pshita, of course, if you don't learn, you can't get schar. Ella kol ha'omer ein lei ella Torah, ein lei ella Torah. You know what Rabbi Yossi was trying to say, that if someone says, I learn, but I don't do mitzvahs, he will only have schar for learning and not for doing mitzvahs. Freid gemorah nami pshita. If he didn't do mitzvahs, how could he expect to get schar for mitzvahs? Ella means that fila Torah ein lei. That if he doesn't do mitzvahs, he doesn't, not only does he not get schar for doing mitzvahs, he does not get schar even for the learning of Torah. My time, what's the reason? Amar Papa says, Rav Papa, Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, ulimadetem asisim, you should learn and you should do. And actually, the pasuk is not exactly like that. The pasuk in Dvorim, Perik Ches, pasuk Aleph, states, Shema Yisrael Asachukim Asamishpatim Asher Anoichi Doiver Baznechem Ayoim Ulamadetem Oisom Ushmartem Las Oisom. So the Gemara over here is contracting the Pasuk, and the Gemara is paraphrasing the Pasuk. Really it says Ulamadetem Oisom Ushmartem Las Oisom, and the Gemara here is paraphrasing it Ulamadetem Vasisem, as we find in the Mesorah Shas Ois Dalid That's what the Gemara means. But since we see Asiya put next to Limud, so we learn out, Kol Sheyesh Nav Asiya, Yesh Nav Limuda. Whoever does mitzvahs, he gets schar for his learning. If you don't do the mitzvahs, which is the whole purpose of learning Torah, he's not included in schar for the learning either. The Iboy is saying, or I'll give you a different test. Loilum can I read to Mikora. Really, it's like we said before, that what? That Koloimer, ain't loy ela Torah. He does get schar for the learning. He does not get schar for the mitzvah. So the Gemara asked before, Pshita, like Tzricha, what we need Rabbi Yossi to explain to us, that even in the following case, the Komig Bar Lacharini, he's teaching other people Torah. And they take the Torah seriously and they do the mitzvahs. Va'azli va'avdi, they go and do the mitzvahs. Ma'ud, the same I would have thought. Islay Igra Lididei. Since he's the one who facilitated that the other people should learn Torah, perhaps he gets their schar, he shares in their schar for doing the mitzvahs. He's a ma'ases chaveru l'dvar mitzvah. Kamash Mlan, that if he does not do it himself, even though he caused others to do it, he will only get the schar of learning, he will not get the schar of doing mitzvahs. V'ibo yisem, or I'll tell you a totally different pshat in these words. Toikei atzma l'dvar halacha, it's speaking about b'dayana. It's speaking about judges. The osi dina l'kamei, a din Torah came in front of them. V'gomer halacha, and he had learned from his Rebbe a similar halacha. But it wasn't exactly, as Rashi says, the same. Umedame milsa l'milsa, he's trying to compare the case that's coming in front of him to the case that his Rebbe taught him. V'islei rabbi, his Rebbe is still alive. He could go to his Rebbe and be shoyel whether his Rebbe feels that the halacha that he learned from his Rebbe is identical in psak to the case that came in front of him. V'lo yazo mishlo, he doesn't go to his Rebbe to ask. He's tekeya atzmoi l'dvar halacha. He attaches himself to the halacha he learned from his Rebbe. He doesn't budge from it. He doesn't ask his Rebbe what he thinks. And he says, that halacha is the same as the halacha that's coming in front of me now. And he should enter such a din Torah with great trepidation. And he's not doing that. The Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said the name of Rabbi Yonason. La'olam yiradayin atzmai kilu cherb nachas loy ben yirei chaysav. A judge should always think to himself as if a sword is hanging between his thighs. V'gehinam psuchal loy mitachtav, and underneath him is Gehenim, and he could be killed by the sword, he could fall into Gehenim. Shenamer, where do we learn this from? We learn it from a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Hinei mitasei shalei Shloima. The bed, the couch of Shloima, and Rashi points out, wherever it says Shloima in Shir HaShirim, it's referring Shahashalom Shaloi. Lemi Shahashalom Shaloi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is associated with Shalom. And mitasei refers to the Beis HaMikdash, that's the couch, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is there in the Beis HaMikdash? Shishim Gibarim, that was the place of the Lishkas HaGazas, where the Sanhedrin Gedolah adjudicated Paskin Dinim, and Shishim Gibarim Savlat is 60 Gibarim, so really there were 71. 60 here is Lav Dafke, it means there were many warriors of Torah, Migibor Yisrael, from the great warriors of Yisrael, not in physical prowess, but in halacha, and the pasuk there continues, Kula Machuze Cherev, they're all grabbed a hold of a sword, Malum de Melchama, they are well versed in doing battle, which battle? The battle of Torah, Ish Harba Yerecha, each one has a sword on his thigh, and then the pasuk concludes, Mipachad Balaylois, from the fear of darkness. So we see the concept of the sword that is between their thighs, and they're afraid of the darkness. Which darkness, says the Gemara, Mipachat shal Gehinam shadayim lalayla. They have the fear of Gehenim, which is comparable to night. So here we see that a judge is supposed to think as if he has a sword attached to himself. He might fall into Gehenim, the darkness of night of Gehenim. And this judge who didn't consult with his Rebbe, he is bringing very bad upon himself, because he should have trepidation of passing the din falsely, and he should have consulted with his Rebbe. The Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, Imiyana, and the Mishnah continues, Imiyana, Miyana. Rabbi Gamliel's sheet is, if she'll do Miyan, that's fine. We don't teach her to do Miyan. As we learned before, you have to stay away from Miyan. The imlav, and if she is not memain in her husband, tamten, he should wait at shetagdal until she grows old, And then the other one, there's no yibim or chalitza, because now the gedola who felt him liyibim is an achois isha min hatayra. She's an erva, and therefore there's no yibim or chalitza. Boy, minei Rav Blazer from Rav, Rav Blazer read a shaila from Rav. My time is the Rav Gamliel. How do we understand Rav Gamliel, who does not even require chalitza? After all, when she originally fell liyibum, there was a zikim at the raisa, and his relationship with the ketana was only mit rabbanan. So why should she not need at least chalitza? So we could look at it in two ways, says Rav Eliezer. Mishu, is it way number one? Mishum de kesaver kedushei ketana mitla talu. The kedushim of the ketana were hanging in suspension. V'chi gadla, and when she became a gdola, gadli badad, they grew with her. They became a full fledged kedushin midaraisa. And Rashi learns that they became kedushin midaraisa retroactively, while she was only a Ketana Yisoma, who her brother or mother married off, who was only Kedushin to Rabbanan. But once she stays with her husband until she becomes a Gedola, now the Kedushin is the Raisa, and it'll work retroactively, and many other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and learn different pshat in the Gemara here, because they have a problem, how could the Kedushin of a Ketana ever be Midaraisa, even retroactively? But that's how we're going to learn according to Rashi in our Sugya. And then, Afag Avdoloibol, it will not be necessary, once she becomes a Gedola, for him to make a Bia, and so to speak, be Mekadesh, his wife, again, Midaraisa, because the Kedushin that he made when she was a Ketana was waiting until it would blossom into a full-fledged Daraisa relationship based on the Kedushin that he made originally, and he doesn't have to make another Bia for it to become a full-fledged Kedushin Midaraisa. Is that how we understand what Rav Gamliel is saying? And then the pshat will be, why is there no chalitza? Because if we say, like Rashi's pshat, that retroactively it's considered a kedusha midaraisa, then it comes out that before the zika midaraisa came, there was a kedusha midaraisa even to the ketana. And therefore, we don't have to worry about the zika. Oy dilma. Mishum de kesaver hamakadish achois yevama niftera yevama vaholchala. Or do we say that even though the zika was before the kedushin, as Rashi explains, he holds that if someone was makadish the sister of a yevama, the yevama is potter from getting chalitza. Why? Rashi says the final words, seven lines from the bottom of Rashi, the osi kedushe umavat lezika, the kedushin that he's doing now, and then as the Gemara continues, it will only be if he had a bila with her after she became a gedola. E ball in continues the Gemara. If he had relations with her after she became a gedola, then it works. Eloi ball loi. But if he didn't have relations with her, then it will not work. According to the first pshat, he doesn't have to have relations because it blossoms into a full marriage once she becomes a gedola automatically, and that works retroactively, and therefore you don't have to worry about the zika, you don't need chalitza, because she's considered retroactively an achais isha. Because according to Rashi's pshat, she retroactively became mekudesh midaraisa. But according to the second pshat, no. What she did originally, that's only midarabbanan. And of course, you would need a chalitza based on what she did originally, the ketana. However, once she becomes a gedola, and he has relations with her, l'shem, ishus, and Rav Gamliel, perhaps, according to this tzad of the chakira, will hold that there is an ability for a sister of a yevama to become a kudeshes, and once she becomes a kudeshes, her marriage now stops the zika, even though the zika took place. In other words, we will, before the kedushin. In other words, we'll hold ein zika. If there's no zika, then there's no nisun before. So the kedushin that I make now is able to push away the zika. But that will only be dependent if there was a bia after she became a gedolah. Amrlei, hainu tamei d'Rav Gamliel. This is the reason of Rav Gamliel. This is what Rav answered to Rebbe Elazar. Mishum dekisavra hamakadosh achayis yivama niftar yivama v'holcholo. Because he holds that there's an ability in the kedushin that will be done with the sister of the yivama to push away the zika, but it's only if he will have relations with her after the ketana becomes a gedola, and now she's going to be mekudeshes d'oraisa, and that will push away the zika because the gedola who's falling liyibim is an achayis isha. So Rav went with the second tzad of the chakira of Rebbe Eliezer. Amar Rav Sheshes, when Rav Sheshes heard this, Amina, he said, Ki nai mishachiv Rav, Amar lo hoshmaitza. Rav said this answer when he was dozing and he was falling asleep. In other words, the great Rav, I have such respect for Rav, that it must be he was falling asleep and he wasn't thinking clearly. Why? Because l'chayru, we learned in a b'raisa, b'feirish, not like what Rav responded. We learned the first side of the chakira is correct. The sign we learned in Abraisa. Ha mekadosh haktana. If someone's mekadosh haktana, kiddushah tluyin. The kiddushin of the ktana are suspended. My tluyin. What does tluyin mean? Lav ki gadla gadla bado. That's like the first side of the chakira of Rav Lazar. That it blossoms into a full kiddushin d'oraisa when she becomes a gedola. Va'afagav the loybol. It's not necessary for her husband to make a bilul l'shem kiddushin after she becomes a gedola, because that's the nature of kiddushei ktana, that it blossoms, it matures into a full kiddush d'oraisa, and as Rashi learns, it's retroactive even when she was a ktana, and that preceded the zika, and therefore when the zika comes, there is no zika because the gedola is considered an achayis isha. So according to the words of the Braisa, that they're tluyin, and how does Rav Sheshes understand the word tluyin, that they are suspended, waiting to blossom into a full kedushin? L'chayra, you see that Rav is wrong. And he must have been falling asleep when he said that the real pshat in Rav, that the real pshat over here is the second way. Amar le Rav and Bray Rav Nachman. Ravin, the son of Rav Nachman, says, no, Rav wasn't falling asleep when he said it. Rav knew exactly what he was saying. Ah, you asked me a kasha from Tluyin. You know what Tluyin means? Ha milsa diktana mitlatoli vikaima. In the eyes of diktana, she is in doubt whether this marriage that she has with her husband now will ever become a kedusha medaraisa. That's what's Tluyin. She doesn't know when she becomes a gedola, will he have relations with her to make this into a kedushin d'oraisa? E ball in, eloi ball loy. And her suffix is, will he have be with me, then it will become a kedushin d'oraisa. Will he not have be with me, it won't become a kedushin d'oraisa. And a lot of things can go wrong, as the Gemara continues. The Amra, she's going to say, hu adif minoi. He is better than me, Rashi explains, he can give me a get against my will. Vanoa difnamine. And I, as a ktana, have an advantage over him, because I can do miyun, and I can retroactively annul the whole marriage. So who knows if we're ever going to reach the state that I'm going to become a gedola, and he's going to do a bia with me, and it's going to be a kedusha d'oraisa. That's what it means, mitlatoli. As Rashi says, v'loisam chadaita, she's not secure here that she has a viable marriage that is going to turn into a marriage d'oraisa. But einechanami, what's the way that it will turn into a marriage d'oraisa? Not automatically that it will blossom even without a bia, but rather it'll be totally, is a bia being made or not? And that's what she doesn't know. Will it ever reach that point? So the Gemara is coming out that Rav wasn't falling asleep. Rav knew what he was saying. And from that brisa is no raya. But meanwhile, we had two tzadim in Rav Lazar's chakira, and the Gemara at the end now wants to suggest that Rav knew what he was saying, and he felt that the MS is like the second sad, that the only way it'll turn into a full marriage that will block the Zika is if there is a Bia after she becomes a Gedoyla.